I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Giant pandas are famously cute, and these black and white bears, which for decades were endangered, finally shed that status back in 2016 thanks to huge conservation efforts. Today, there are a couple of thousand of them in the wild. But scientists have been warning that the reserves they inhabit aren't well designed for the ecosystem as a whole. And now, a group of zoologists have found that even though panda numbers have gone up, big carnivores like leopards have gone right down. Bill McShay is one of the authors of the study, and he told Phil Sansom what's going on inside panda parks.
We looked across all the giant panda reserves in China, and although those reserves have done a wonderful job, we found a marked decline in the number of large carnivores that should be in the area but don't seem to be responding the same way that giant pandas are.
Oh, what carnivores are you talking about?
Leopards, snow leopards, wolves.
Why are they not being helped by this, you know, conservation effort?
That's not quite known. We do know that the giant pandas have a much smaller home range than all of those large carnivores. And for the most part, these giant panda reserves are relatively small. And it could be they're just not big enough to hold a sustainable population or protect a sustainable population of these carnivores.
How did you figure this out then?
Well, we went back to the historical records for all of these parks. When they were set up, there were general surveys done at each park that documented the species that were there at the time, mostly in the 1980s, 1970s. And we compared those to camera trap records from our own efforts in the last decade.
How many camera traps is that? Because these parks must be still pretty big, right?
I don't know exactly how many camera traps. I do know we usually measure things by effort. If we put a camera trap out for a day, that's one day of effort. And we had 1.6 million days of effort across these parks.
Wow. Did a person have to go through all that footage?
Yes, a person did have to go through all that footage.
Now, which carnivores had the most disappearance that you saw?
We don't know the actual numbers of animals. We don't have population densities. But we know that dholes, which is a wild dog, disappeared from 95% of the reserves that they were in. Wolves from 77%, leopards from 81%.
That's really sad, isn't it? I mean, is that these parks have caused this or they've just failed to stop it?
The parks are a good thing. The parks are a conservation success story, just looking at how they've saved giant pandas. But what they have failed to do is provide effective protection for these carnivores, which are probably not keeping themselves inside the park. Their movements are probably bringing them outside the park and then coming in conflict with people. A secondary effect would be that they need to feed on deer and pigs, and those animals are also in decline in some of these parks. So it's a matter of not having enough space to roam and not having enough prey to feed upon.
What's the lesson here, do you think? Is it that conserving nature isn't just about one animal, for example?
There is an effort to shape conservation around single species, use them as an umbrella. And in some cases, that has worked. But in this case, the idea that the giant pandas are an umbrella species under which everyone else can fit is just not the case. What the Chinese government is now trying to do is create a national park that encompasses all of these reserves. And that is 27,000 square kilometers. That's big enough to hold these carnivores.
Some sobering findings there. Bill McShay from the Smithsonian Conservation Biology Institute, and that study's out in the journal Nature, Ecology and Evolution.